One of the things that I got a very big shock about was the Gospels and the New Testament, and in fact the Old Testament, that I had all regarded that as being factually accurate and correct, and my teachers had drilled all that into me back all those years ago, and then to learn that, while I'm not saying that was wrong, but like it was a way, a narrative of telling a story to get the message across, and to find out that maybe that it wasn't as black as white as I thought it was, that certainly was a shock.
So in a certain sense, as the man says, it was truthful, but not necessarily factual.
Yeah. Well, it got the message across then, but I probably had a juvenile faith, which I didn't sort of work on all those years because the other priorities took place. And I'm delighted now, looking back after 4 years, that I did something about it. And certainly I am very comfortable making decisions and very comfortable with my religion. And any meditation I do and any of the readings at Mass make far more sense to me now, because I can put my own interpretation on them as well and see where the other person is coming from.
Can you tell me an area where you felt you were changed as a result of doing this course?
The environment would have come into my mind straight away, and that we hold this environment in trust for our descendants, and that it wasn't up to us to do as we would like to do with it. And certainly until I embarked on my spirituality course, I wouldn't have regarded that as anything got to do with it. I would have seen it more or less in a wealth situation and what we could get out of it for during our lifetimes, and I think that I wouldn't have seen much of an obligation on this generation. I have a special interest in Celtic spirituality. In fact, growing up I was always interested in local history and holy wells and places of interest where St. Patrick was reputed to have visited, and there was part of the course was a day down in Glendalough, which I found very inspiring, and such was my interest in it that it developed, and I found myself reading extra bits and pieces, and I made it my business during the recent Eucharistic Congress in the RDS to attend two talks on Celtic spirituality. One was by Padraig Clancy and the other one was by Professor Sean O'Doon from Lensdale Abbey, and my interest in Celtic spirituality and local history and all of that going back to the Druids continues to grow.
Now, you mention also that you had a sense of a deepening spirituality. You're in the Pioneers. Nonetheless, that spirituality of the Pioneers, some would also say, may be a bit outdated, you know, talking about a heroic offering for God. Did you get any other take on what actually is quite a profound spirituality, but maybe does need set in a more modern idiom?
I would see that, I know it's about far more than drink. In fact, the word temperance is used for pioneers, but like the pioneer, while he's praying for the sins that are committed as a result of overuse of an abuse of alcoholism, also is making reparation for his own sins, where he may not have been temperate in other matters of life, like in the use of money, in dealing with his family and food and all of that other area. So it's all about balance, and certainly that's one thing that would come across to me from my studies, was that everything in life, no matter what you do, is all about balance, and of course the pioneer's message is moderation, and it ties into that.
Now, you came from the world of mammon. You were a banker before you were the CEO of the Pioneers. Figures, facts. Was it difficult to start writing essays and to get back into the study again?
It was absolutely diabolical. I have to say, that was the biggest problem ever. And I remember when I was making up my mind first to decide whether I would take on the study or not, and the director of the course was playing me along and hoping that I would say yes. And I was quizzing her up on the amount of pages I'd have to write, and she says, you'll only have to write 2 pages. And I thought this was great then, because I was counting in my own mind that I could write 5 words to the line. I have fairly big handwriting, and I reckon that was no, I'd about overcome that problem. But sure, I got the biggest land of my life when I went home, because I have adult children who would have been at third level, and they disabused me very fast when they said that what that lady was talking about was 2 pages of a typescript at a certain level of pacing. So I reckon that I probably made the decision by default on wrong information, being a banker, but nonetheless, I have to say that the spirit was working.
The spirit was working indeed. And tell me, you got some rich comments in some of your essays, particularly in the early days.
I did indeed, in my very first essay, was lack of confidence and writing, and at the same time trying to push the boat out to show that I had learned something. But I got a comment back, and I nearly fell off the chair, because and I quote now, that the answer was, "I love a good heresy."
And this is I
love a good heresy. This was the comment back on my essay. And of course, I didn't know where to laugh or to cry or to throw the towel in. So I decided that I would consult with a few of my close colleagues when we were at the coffee break afterwards. And it was unanimously agreed by everybody else, although I was a bit lacking in confidence in myself, that I was showing the initial signs of a coming theologian.
Let's hope there's not too many of them listening now, and certainly the Pope himself, who is a good theologian. You mentioned your colleagues. Was there a sense of shared learning? Because you were all adults. It is an adult diploma. Was that part of the experience?
Yeah, in fact, the program was predicated on shared learning, and it was a very much a two-way process. And after half an hour of the lecture, we broke into individual groups and we discussed among ourselves what we had heard, how it would have affected us, or what experience we would have. And then a spokesman for the group would have went back towards the end of the lecture, and there was a group discussion then. And I have to say that it was completely new to me in the first instance, but it was an excellent way of learning, and it was a seamless way of learning. And what's more, I feel that I can make a better contribution to society.